So what is assertiveness? Assertiveness is something in between. Just for a moment, imagine a pendulum. And on one side, when the pendulum is pulled to the left, we have a very aggressive form of behaviour. If you let the pendulum go and it swings across to the other side, we have a very passive form of behaviour. This swinging from one side to another is actually a very, very natural way for humans to communicate. It's what we call the fight or flight syndrome. If you think back to the times of cavemen, when a caveman was attacked by a wild animal, it had a choice. The man would either be aggressive and stand and fight, or if the beast was very, very large and very, very angry and hungry, the caveman might choose to run away. So this swing between aggressive and passive behaviour is a natural form of our communication. However, in the modern world, those extremities aren't so relevant or indeed helpful. Especially in the workplace, we need to try and find something in between. And it is this place in between those extremities that we call assertiveness. In training terms, assertiveness is usually defined as being where we exercise or assert our own rights whilst acknowledging or respecting the rights of others. Let me just say that one more time. Assertiveness is exercising or asserting your own rights whilst acknowledging or respecting the rights of others. So assertiveness has something to do with rights. So what are our rights? We all have a range of public and private rights in our day-to-day life. As far as our working environment is concerned, here are some examples of what a few of those rights might be. We have the right to be treated with respect. We have the right to express our own feelings and opinions. We have the right to be listened to and taken seriously. We have the right to get help from others. We have the right to ask for what we want. We have the right to get information to be able to do our job properly. We also have the right to say no without feeling guilty. We have the right to make mistakes and, of course, learn from them. And we also have the right to choose not to assert ourselves in certain situations. I wonder what your rights are. Take a moment to think about your working environment or your home environment and consider what do you believe your fundamental rights to be. What we also now have to remember is that with each right comes a corresponding responsibility to respect that same right in others. So if you believe you have the right to express your own feelings and opinions, you also have the responsibility to respect the other person's right to do the same. It is this balance between the acknowledgement of rights and responsibilities that creates the pathway for assertive communication. So when we are behaving assertively, we might sound something like this. In my opinion, or in my experience. So then we are speaking for ourselves. I feel, I need, I believe, I want, I'd prefer. Making our own views very clear. I realise this must be frustrating for you. Understanding other people's feelings and situations. Paul, I need to change the start time of the presentation, please. Giving clear and brief messages. Let's look at how we can resolve this, shall we? working together to solve problems. What do you think? How does that fit in with your schedule? And how do you feel about that? Finding out where others stand on a situation. So assertive behaviour is a very powerful communication. It is intended to achieve effective results. It works to maintain yours and the other person's self-esteem. It uses your energy in a productive and positive way. Assertiveness is about being honest and creating trust. It is about making others feel valued and letting others retain responsibility and control. It is about making others feel that they are contributing and feeling confident in what you are saying also. Assertiveness is about developing and growing yourself, the other person, and the relationship that you have with them. Assertiveness is about making positive changes, taking initiatives, and taking advantage of opportunities. Assertiveness is about taking responsibility for ourselves and how we communicate. It is about maximizing our potential. So we have previously defined assertiveness as the extent to which a person asserts or exercises their own rights whilst acknowledging and respecting the rights of others. In our daily activities, we may encounter a variety of behaviours ranging from very passive through to assertive as well as aggressive. In order to behave assertively, we need to become aware of how we currently tend to be perceived by others, which is reflected in both our verbal and non-verbal behaviour. These descriptions below give some examples of those different behavioural types. Passive. Passive communication often implies frequent self-justification, perhaps a more rambling style, not coming to the point, being apologetic, and a dialogue that is peppered with self-criticism. Assertive behaviour, however, is straightforward, taking responsibility for what is said and done, has an ability to criticise without blaming, asking open questions, and a clear separation of fact from opinion. At the other end of the spectrum, aggressive behaviour can often come across as sarcastic, putting others down, opinions being stated as facts, asking leading questions, interrupting others while they are speaking, and speaking and not listening. Take a moment to consider your own preferred style of communication. Notice the language that you use, the tone that you use, and the volume. What type of communication do you think you have been using? Passive, assertive, or aggressive? And what are the steps that you could perhaps take to align your communication in a more assertive way on a more regular basis?